Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A rude awakening for people along Texas Gulf Coast. A Category 1 Hurricane Beryl slammed into Matagorda about an hour ago, hitting the coast region with 80-mile-an-hour winds and dangerous storm surge. Correspondent Janet Shamlian is in Sugar Land near Houston.
We are seeing those rain bands that have been going on for a couple hours now, but will not stop for up to 10 to 12 hours, and therein lies the problem for a good part of the Houston metro area. As we're lashed with this rain and the wind, we're expecting potential flooding in these low-lying areas.
More than 162,000 customers have no power. A long-running heat wave continues to shatter records from west to east, where that heat and humidity are expected to persist throughout the week.
This past June was the warmest June ever recorded worldwide. That's according to the European Climate Change Service, known as Copernicus. This marks the 13th month in a row for record global heat, as our continued burning of fossil fuels warms the planet. June also saw record high sea surface temperatures. Ocean heat is fuel for what is expected to be an above average hurricane season. Ben Tracy, CBS News, Los Angeles.
The Justice Department says Boeing is set to plead guilty to criminal fraud in two deadly 737 MAX crashes to avoid a criminal trial. CBS's Robert Legarry.
Boeing has also agreed to enter into a three-year probation period with the federal government and has agreed to have an independent federal monitor overseeing their business practices.
President Biden on the campaign trail in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, trying to convince voters he's fit for another 4 years.
We got a lot to do, folks, but we can do it. We're on the cusp of getting so much done.
Sources tell CBS News at least four more Democratic congressmen have called on him to drop out of the race. A deadly Russian missile strike on a children's hospital in Ukraine's capital. It's the biggest bombardment in Kyiv in several months. At least three people were killed elsewhere in the city. Ukraine's Air Force says the attack involved one of Russia's most advanced weapons, a hypersonic missile that flies at 10 times the speed of sound. S&P futures are down one. WWE superstar John Cena is exiting the ring.
Tonight, I officially announce my retirement from the WWE.
Cheers and boos in the crowd at Cena's surprise appearance at Saturday's Money in the Bank Premium Live event. Cena says he'll compete for 30 or 40 events through next year before he actually throws in the towel. Dow futures up 13. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Despite the lack of working smoke alarms, three people were able to get out of a burning Racine home yesterday. It happened at around 3 in the morning at a home on Victory near Radio Park. Racine fire crews got to the scene to find smoke billowing from a second floor and were able to limit the fire to the upper level. A cause is under investigation. A police chase that started in Kenosha County ended with one person dead and eight people injured in Lake County. It happened Saturday when the driver of a stolen Lexus collided with a GMC Yukon at a busy intersection in Zion. A 32-year-old suspect from Salem was killed, while several adults and children in the GMC sustained injuries. Racine County voters will choose a new county executive in December. The county clerk has set December 19th as the date of a special election to fill the role left vacant by the passing of Jonathan Delagrave. The winner of the special election will serve the remainder of the term through April of 2027. A celebration of Delagrave's life will be held tomorrow at Grace Church. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers get the win in L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 9-2 victory Sunday over the Los Angeles Dodgers. Top of the fourth, no score. And Christian Yelich at the plate on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Fly ball deep center. Back Pajes, still back and gone. Back-to-back days with homers for Christian Yelich and the Brewers strike first in L.A.
Now, with the win, the Brewers able to avoid being swept by the Dodgers. Brewers manager Pat Murphy on what made the difference.
You know, story of the game, obviously Yelich, has been dominant this series in terms of his at-bats. It's been unbelievable. And guys like Vinny Capra, Eric Haas, these guys are in the major leagues for the first time this week. And Capra's got about 12 at-bats total in his career. And for him to play defense the way he did and play in this environment, I was as proud as hell of him. And great effort. A lot of guys, great effort.
The crew is now back home. They have the day off before they host the Pirates tomorrow night. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high right around 80. Rain, maybe 1 to 2 tenths of an inch by the time it winds down this evening. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 67. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
I gotta tell you what, it's a different mentality, man. When you get in a fight when you're in your early 20s, it's a different thing going through your head, right? How old are you? 21. You can tell you're 21 because you have that 21-year-old, the puffiness that happens. But when you get a fight when you're in your early 20s, this guy's age, all you're thinking is, all right, I'm going to crush this guy, sleep with her, then maybe get a burrito. It, doesn't... Right? It doesn't throw off the rest of your evening. My age in about to get in a fight, the only thing I'm thinking is, all right, what's my deductible? I don't know if I'm covered in this state.
I saw her standing there, the flip side of I Want to Hold Your Hand. I'm Don Rosen. It is 6:09 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits for you. It's a Monday morning. The holiday week is over. No more lounging around, trying to figure out how to waste your day, not going to work, taking extra time off, calling in sick when you're not sick. It's all over with now. The 4th of July week is over. The next time you can do that is Labor Day. That's like 2 months away. So you got a long way to go before you next call in for a fake sick day. All right? Just to let you know. Here's a nightmare for you. A guy's pet snake got loose in his apartment. It got into the building's pipes and came up through a neighbor's toilet and bit the guy. Doesn't say where he bit him, but we could all imagine, I guess, huh? 6:10, looking for a cloudy day, chance of showers and thunderstorms. Cloudy and 69 right now at Radio Park. Buffalo Springfield, for what it's worth.
There's something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there, telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. There's battle lines being drawn. Nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Young people speak in their minds are getting so much resistance from behind. Time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. What a field day for the heat. And people in the street singing songs and carrying signs, mostly say hooray for our side. It's time we stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop now. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. We better stop.
From Radio Park to West Racine, local news and timeless hits.
Hey, we've got Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation coming up at 7 o'clock this morning. We have got a ton of events for you and your family to talk about, all right?
Nothing you can take and tear me away from my guy. Nothing you could do, cause I'm stuck like glue to my guy. You could do good.
Local news and timeless hits at WRJN with Mary Wells and my guy. It's 6:15 on your Monday morning, July 8th. Time to get back to some kind of usual schedule here. Some people starting their vacations today, which is nice. If you're going on a nice long trip or somewhere, road trip, I wish you the best. Hey, take us along with you. Once you get out of the Racine area or the southeast Wisconsin area and you lose us on the radio, you can stream us. See, there's no excuse. You can hear us around the clock. Hey, a study on mice found that even a mini workout in the morning can improve brain function and make you smarter the rest of the day. Oh, I need that. They took a bunch of mice that were mostly sedentary. I guess the mice sat around watching TV all day. Put them on a hamster wheel and let them run. Even with short bursts of exercise, it improved the brain associated with learning and memory. What, they did better on the SATs? How'd they figure that out?
Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Monday through Friday on WAUK 101.1 FM and 540 AM. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Department of Children and Families.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Taco Fest of Racine returns on Saturday, July 20th. Experience the best of the best as over 10 of the area's best taco trucks battle it out for the Taco King of Racine title. Pair those tacos up with over 30 taps of Wisconsin craft beers and other delectable eats. It all kicks off at 1 p.m. on July 20th with live music from 6 to 9 p.m. Tacos are available while they last. Come in early and settle in for a day of delicious fun at the Franksville Craft Beer Garden. Taco Fest of Racine is brought to you in part by Visit Racine County and Enjoy Mount Pleasant.
At Uline, the prevailing opinion is, if you don't live it, you don't believe it. The people at Uline believe in hard work, and they live it by being there 24/7 to answer your call, having 41,000 items in stock, and offering same-day shipping from 12 locations across North America. Business owners, sellers, buyers, shippers, and packers believe it. Uline is the hardworking, dependable source for your shipping and industrial supplies. Visit Uline.com.
Something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits.
WRJN. Hey, people getting geared up for another edition of Salmonorama on the lakefront starting July 12th and running through the 21st, the 50th anniversary this year. Food trucks, raffles, bands, and of course, salmon. Get all the details at salmonorama.com. Yeah, it's coming back to Festival Park. Wow, I remember when I first came to Racine back in, 1991? Our first thing to do was broadcast live from Salmonorama for like 10 days. Ah, you never forget a good fish festival. Salmonorama, coming up July 12th.
When I die and the name of Tibet, gonna go to the place that's the best. We'll be right back.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN at 6:22 on your Monday morning, July 8th. All right. According to this survey, here are three things more important at work than just how much you make: how long your commute is, whether or not you enjoy your job, and whether you like your coworkers. In fact, 80% of people said they'd rather work with people they like than get a raise. Yeah. I want to see the moment the boss says, I'll give you a 20% pay raise, or you can work with people you don't like. We'll see which one you choose, huh?
Sorry.
26-25. We're looking for a cloudy day today. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers. Highs near 80. Cloudy, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows 65. Right now it's cloudy and 69 degrees at Radio Park, WRJN. Dizzy, he had a nice string of hits. Sweet Pea, Dizzy, Jam Up, Jelly Tight, all those great titles, huh? Tommy Rowe. Yeah, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, celebrities are just like us. It's hard to believe, huh? Sometimes, anyway. Here's a list of surprising jobs that celebrities had before they were famous. Gwen Stefani, she worked at a Dairy Queen. Dwayne The Rock Johnson was a dishwasher at a pizza parlor. Brad Pitt handed out flyers for El Pollo Loco. I think that's on the West Coast somewhere. I wonder if he dressed like a chicken. Margot Robbie worked at Subway. Matthew McConaughey exterminated armadillos on a golf course. How big a problem is that? Had to be Texas, right? Tom Cruise was a bellhop for a hotel. And Jennifer Aniston worked as a telemarketer selling timeshares. See? Just like us. It's 6:29 at WRJN. We have news coming up from the Radio Park Newsroom with Stuart, and let's do it right now.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Despite the lack of working smoke alarms, three people were able to get out of a burning Racine home yesterday. It happened at around 3 in the morning at a home on Victory near Radio Park. Racine fire crews got to the scene to find smoke billowing from a second floor and were able to limit the fire to the upper level. A cause is under investigation. A police chase that started in Kenosha County ended with one person dead and eight people injured in Lake County. It happened Saturday when the driver of a stolen Lexus collided with a GMC Yukon at a busy intersection in Zion. A 32-year-old suspect from Salem was killed, while several adults and children in the GMC sustained injuries. Racine County voters will choose a new county executive in December. The county clerk has set December 19th as the date of a special election to fill the role left vacant by the passing of Jonathan Delagrave. The winner of the special election will serve the remainder of the term through April of 2027. A celebration of Delagrave's life will be held tomorrow at Grace Church. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
You know, despite the fact that the dollar is strong against world currencies, and despite the fact that beef is at escalated prices, you know what? The world still wants it. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. And the latest U.S. export sales numbers reflect that. Dan Holstrom is president of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, and he says last month they saw the second largest volume of beef move in the world for this year and the highest value of a month in the last year when it comes to beef exports. He said Mexico helps to drive a lot of those sales, but there's other regions that are hot for beef.
I think there's a couple of drivers. You look at the numbers for Japan, 21,000 tons, up 9%. Mexico continues to perform well, up 9%. And another region that performed well in the month of May was the ASEAN region, you know, led by the Philippines, but also Indonesia and Singapore had fairly good months with a total of 4,600 metric tons, up 25%. And a real attractive thing about the ASEAN is that the value at $40.6 million is the seventh highest on record.
Dan Holstrom, president of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, so the world not intimidated by our escalated price of beef, at least not right now. Markets in overnight electronic trade as we get started on a Monday. Right now, corn and beans are lower. Dairy looks firm. Numbers are next.
Introducing Certain Herbicide, the latest corn innovation from BASF. It brings powerful PPO residual chemistry into a pre-through early post application thanks to novel solid encapsulation technology. Apply from pre-plant to V3 and get up to 8 weeks of residual control or suppression of 79 broadleaf and grass weed species. Don't chase weeds all through the season. Attack them before they emerge with Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
Water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed. Left undisturbed, they will become the most dangerous foes to corn plants. But in the early season, these weeds are at their weakest. Now is the time. A predator lurks. Certain Herbicide attacks, unleashing full residual power before weeds have a chance to emerge. Pre or early post application, they are hopeless against such effective chemistry. Certain Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
On a Monday morning right now, December corn is down 4 at 420. November beans down 15 at 1115. September wheat down 9.5 at 581. August class 3 milk that goes into cheese currently trading 6 cents stronger at 2019 a hundredweight. So just a quick snapshot on where the numbers stand rolling into a Monday trade session. I'm PM Yankee.
Scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible today. It'll be mostly cloudy with a high right around 80. Rain, maybe 1 to 2 tenths of an inch by the time it winds down this evening. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 67. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
The escalator definitely makes you look down on stairs. You're nothing more than an organized hill. The only thing worse than walking upstairs is walking up an escalator that's not working. What's the point? It's like having a dead butler. We all look so confused when we encounter the escalator that's not working. How am I supposed to get up there? I'm trapped! Help! Help! I don't like it when they separate the up and the down escalator. They do that in malls. You're like, well, here's the down escalator. Where's the up? Oh, that's conveniently located a mile away. Did you bring a canoe? Because there's a river. It's also amazing, after all our technological advancements, we still can't get the escalator handrail to go the same speed as the escalator. It's like my hand's gonna get up there before me. See up there, hand? I'd wave, I don't have a hand.
W-R-J-N. A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died. So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, "This'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die." Did you write the book of love? And do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, now do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? The day that I die. Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be. When the jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice that came from you and me. King was looking down, the jester stole his thorny crown, the courtroom was adjourned. That I died. Helped the skelter in the summer swelter. The birds flew off with a fallout shell, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines. Refused to yield. Do you recall what was revealed?
And I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play. And in the streets the children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died. And they were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
American Pie, Don McLean. When I first heard that song back in the 70s, first my local radio station played it, and I said, this is my new favorite song. And my wife and I had to go to the spot where the day the music died. And we did. We went to the Surf Ballroom in Clear Lake, Iowa. And at 115th and Gull, at that intersection, there's a farmer's field. You walk down that field and go about a quarter of a mile, maybe. It's not that far. But when it was muddy, it was far. Because my feet were just covered in mud. And it was sinking into it. When you get to the site, you'll see three stainless steel records. One for Buddy Holly, one for the Big Bopper, and one for Richie Valens. And there's a whole bunch of little tchotchkes there to commemorate their lives. And that is the exact spot where the plane nosedived and went down. And that was the day the music died. Clear Lake, Iowa. It's worth a drive out there. 644 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits with a loving spoonful. Do you believe in magic?
Do you believe in magic? In a young girl's heart, how the music can free her whenever it starts, and it's magic. If the music is groovy, it makes you feel happy like an old-time movie. I'll tell you about the magic and it'll free your soul, but it's like trying to tell a stranger about a rock and roll. Do you believe in magic?
Feet start tapping and you can't seem to find how you
John Sebastian and the Lovin' Spoonful. And do you believe in magic? Local news and timeless hits for you. WRJN, pass it on. Tell a friend. How often do you say to yourself, well, I'm pretty stupid? Do you insult yourself? All right, a lot of people do it. You know, I do it too. When I do something dumb, I say, you're such an idiot. So how often do you do it? Poll found the average is more than three times a day. That includes both insulting things you say and insulting thoughts about yourself. So don't necessarily, you know, you don't have to yell it out loud for it to count. The average guy insults himself three times a day, or 1,095 times a year. For women, four times a day, or 1,460 times a year. I never hear my wife say it. I say it all the time, too. I say, Don, you're so stupid. I say it. Now, nobody else can say it. I can say it. I never hear my wife insult herself. And I never do it either, by the way. But I'm always saying that all day long. Every time I get a knot in my shoe and I can't get the knot out, or I drop something or I hit my head or something, I always say, what's the matter? You're such an idiot. But you're right. You do insult yourself a lot. 647 at WRJN. Cloudy. Chance of showers and thunder bumpers today with a high near 80. Cloudy. Chance of more showers and storms tonight. Low 65. Cloudy with a high near 75 degrees tomorrow. Right now it's cloudy and 69 degrees here at Radio Park at WRJN.
When it comes to Wisconsin sports, WRJN has you covered. All this season, WRJN is pleased to be your new home for the Milwaukee Brewers. Hear all the games home and away on WRJN. In addition to great baseball, we'll bring you Badgers, Packers, and local high school games when those seasons start. WRJN is also home to one of our state's top sports reporters, Mike Clemens, with his reports every hour, now sponsored by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Learn more at paysbig.com. Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and WRJN, great partners for hometown sports.
Lee's Deli has been serving up Racine's favorite sandwiches for over 50 years. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? From a classic turkey and cheese to the signature Godfather sub, Lee's Deli gives your lunch, dinner, or special occasion the premium fresh ingredients that make your mouth sing with every bite. Lee's Deli provides an experience that leaves you not just full, but fully satisfied. Visit them on Washington Avenue or the new leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options 7 days a week.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants in stock.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. And here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Small business owners, we know tackling your to-do list can sometimes feel like going 12 rounds against a heavyweight champ. Except that heavyweight's gloves are made of something hard, like diamonds. So when a new to-do pops up, you're like, I can't. I'm boxing my diamond boxing glove-wearing heavyweight champ of a to-do list. At Progressive, we don't want to make your day any harder. That's why we make it easy with over 30 customizable coverage options, so you can finally land a knockout blow. See if you can save on business insurance in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company. Coverage provided and serviced by affiliated and third-party insurers.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones. Check 511WI.gov or download the app for road work or closures on your route. Know before you go with 511 Wisconsin. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
It is 6:50 with local news and timeless hits and Linda Ronstadt, WRJN.
You and I travel to the beat of a different drum. Oh, can't you tell by the way I run? Every time you make eyes at me, whoa, you cry and moan and say it could work out. But honey child, the forest or the trees.
a little bit after 7 o'clock, we're going to be talking to Kelly Cruz from the Downtown Racine Corporation, telling you about all the exciting events coming.
Listen, baby, ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide enough, baby.
If you need me, call me, no matter where you are, no matter how far.
Don't worry, baby.
Just call my name, I'll be there in a hurry. You don't have to worry, cause baby, there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby.
Remember the day I set you free? I told you you could always count on me, darling. From that day on, I made a vow, I'll be there when you want me, some way, somehow.
Oh, baby, there ain't no mountain high enough, ain't no valley low enough, ain't no river wide enough to keep me from getting to you, baby.
Oh, no, darling.
No wind, no rain, all winter cold can stop me, baby.
No, no, baby.
Cause you're my love.
If you're ever in trouble, I'll be there on the double. Just send for me, oh, baby.
My love is alive. Woo! Way down in my heart, although we are miles apart.
If you ever
Tammy Terrell, ain't no mountain high enough. For 97 years, WRJN has provided local news, and now timeless hits, too. Hey, the University of Alabama's football practice fields are near a few apartment complexes, but people who live there have it in their leases they cannot watch the practices. How do you trespass the eyes? I think, yeah, I don't think you're allowed to do that. I'd like to see that one in court, wouldn't you? All right, the Animals, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, 656 at WRJN.
Sometimes I feel a little mad, but don't you know that no one alive can always be an angel? When things go wrong, I seem to be bad. I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Understood.
and the Animals, Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood, 658 at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. I was looking for the other version of that song by Santa Esmeralda. Did a great version. I think it was in the 90s or the 80s. I'm trying to think. Maybe I can find it some other time. All right. If your friends are talking to you behind your back, do you want to know about it? Someone polled 10,000 people. Only 2/3 said yes, definitely. 64% do want to know. 22% said they wouldn't want to know. 14% said they're not sure. You want to know if people are talking behind your back?
Yeah.
Do you want to know who they are?
Absolutely.
She's got an enemies list. I assume people are talking behind my back. I don't know why they wouldn't. I mean, I'm no different than anybody else. I'm sure people, you know, don't like some things I do. I know Jerry Seinfeld's mother on Seinfeld once said, "How can somebody not like you, Jerry?" His father said, "It's possible." I don't know. I will tell you, there was an employee here once. This is after I wasn't working here anymore, and I came into the lobby, and this is during COVID, so we all like were on different sides of the lobby. And he said, "You used to yell at us all the time." I said, "I yelled at you all the time?" His program director. I said, "I'm so sorry." He said, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, we deserved it, though." And I said, "Really?" They were probably talking behind my back, saying, "Rosen's yelling at us again. Maybe I don't want to know." I do want to know. No, I don't want to know.